back in the main hall. It's a spectacular sight. I feel like I've gone back in time. I've just managed to... collar sounds a bit physical, actually. I've just to get hold of the two leading ladies from the film, Soul Boy. Ladies?
Hello, I'm Felicity Jones, and I play Mandy.
Hi, I'm Nicola Burley, and I play Jane.
I was speaking to Martin earlier on and asked him if he was going to be dancing later. He said he's hiding because he was slightly intimidated by some of the dancing talent that is in this room. You guys going to be dancing?
I think we're going to let the professionals take centre stage and we shall be applauding from the sidelines.
Same.
But you guys, you know, really looked comfortable in the setting, in the scene. And I was saying, I watched the film a couple of weeks ago and I was taken back, I was transformed. It was like a little... I watched it on my own at home one night and it was like I'd been sat in a time machine. I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I think that we got to come into a world that we didn't know much about beforehand. And with that, we got to experience it full on because of, you know, our characters come here probably every week. They're really heavily involved in what they do. They know everything about it. And so there was kind of no option but to go into it heads on and just kind of really throw yourself into it and literally live it as it is. And that's what we did. We was in here, filming in here, dressing rooms in here, makeup in here. And so we spent, was it 3 weeks?
Yeah, we were just totally immersed in it, weren't we, for the whole time. I mean, neither of us really knew a lot about the scene before starting the film. And then suddenly you start doing your research and your preparation and you think, oh my God, there is a hell of a lot to learn about this whole movement, because it was, you know, it was something people were very passionate about. And I think we both wanted to be as believable as possible and kind of understand as much about what attracted people to that world and why our characters wanted to be a part of the Northern Soul movement.
And I guess, although the story, to a certain extent, is out of your control, by making believable characters as believable as you could, then you've done your bit, because people are still very, very passionate about this, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're all real people, that it's just this world that brings them together. And the nice thing is that no one character is alike. Everyone's really different, everyone's really separate, but it's their love of dance and their love of Northern Soul that kind of infuses them in this one world.
Yeah, we're saying, because our characters are very, very different. They're probably complete opposites, really, but they're both drawn to this world, and it's interesting that it's that is the uniting factor. And actually, the people who come to it are all very different reasons for coming.
Have you found your record collection changing ever so slightly since you took part in the film?
I think we had it on our iPod since we started, and it's just stayed on there ever since. Except now we understand it more and we relate to it a lot more, I think, so it's not going nowhere.
What were you listening to beforehand, then?
Before
this film?
Before Northern Soul. I think the time just before we made... I quite like older people, like Joni Mitchell, quite into folk music. But then for dancing, Northern Soul is perfect.
Fantastic. So... it's going to fill up in the not too distant future, probably minutes as they start letting all the hordes in. So I'm going to let you guys probably find a corner and grab a drink and be ready to be inundated by questions from people. They'll be watching the film first, I suppose.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to seeing it?
No, it's always horrific watching oneself, because you always think, oh, I wish I hadn't done that, or I wish I'd changed that. So it's quite daunting.
Yeah, I've seen it already, but I think the first time you watch it, you're always watching out for funny faces you've pulled or things you've said or you could have done better. But the second time, you generally enjoy it more and see it as a public might. So yeah, quite excited.
Great stuff. We'll get lost in the movie, get lost in the story. I did, and I really enjoyed it. Having said get lost. Yeah, I'll speak to you guys later. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye, take care.
Thank you.